ये बयान पेश किया जा रहा है मुफ्ती अहमद खान पूरी .com की तरफ से।
अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह, we are very fortunate to have Shaykh Kiram among us, Maulana Ibrahim Pandor Sahib, who was Khadim of Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib for many many years. Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri Sahib, Damat Barakatuhu Muddafizuhum Alallahu Maratibahum, who is currently Shaykhul Hadith of Jamia Islamia Dabhil, an author of many books and fatawas, and Hazrat has many Khulafa and Muridin around the world as well, alhamdulillah, is traveling extensively everywhere. So alhamdulillah, we are very very fortunate that Hazrat is among us. Hazrat's duas are very precious for us. We also have Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Bardoli Sahib among us as well, alhamdulillah. He is also senior ustad in Jamia Islamia Dabhil.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala Rasul Kareem amma ba'd. We all know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. And after creating us as human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made set laws for us to follow. That laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is formulated in the form of the Quran. And to understand the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down of his beloved servant, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life is according to the wishes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to live a life according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is incumbent upon us that we love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and emulate his way of life. To understand this deen of ours, that's why we have come to the madrasa, to understand the deen of ours. So, to understand the deen is very important. First, we have love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and go to have this within ourselves, that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do is completely true. There's no shortcomings in it. There's no lies in it. There's no no dhoka in it. Everything is completely true. It will happen as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do. The same way Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever he has explained to us, is also true. There's no lies inside. There's no flaws inside. There's no deception in it. And our end must make a firm intention that our success lies only in obeying the command of Allah and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once we have this within ourselves, it can come easy for us to practice upon the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To go to have this firm determination within ourselves, this firm belief within ourselves, then after that it will become easy for us to follow the commands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that will give us success. You all know we came to the world sinless. And after staying in this world, when you leave this world, then we will divide into two categories. One category will go to Jannat, one category will go to Jahannam. This determination, who will go to Jannat and who will go to Jahannam, will depend on the life we have led in this world. Led life in the world according to the command of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to his way of our life, then we will go in the category that will go to Jannat will go. And if we live a life contrary to that, then we'll go in the category that will go to Jahannam will go. So it's important that we learn how to live in this world and how to join ourselves in that group that goes to Jannat. And that will happen when we learn deen, and that's why we have come to the madrasa to learn this deen, to spare more attention towards our deen and understanding of our deen, and try and make an effort that go to practice on whatever we learn. Because knowledge demands action. So the more practice on the knowledge we have acquired, the more we are progressing. The more you learn with understanding, the more your understanding becomes more stronger and greater it becomes. So to learn with understanding is more important than just to learn something off. So learn with understanding and learn with enthusiasm. Learn with a good desire from yourself, that will give you progress to understand more and go forward. And value this environment in the madrasa. They've got asatiza who are very kind towards you, and who are got good of you at the heart, and they've made such rules and regulations for you to become a better person for the future. So those children who who follow the rules and commands of the madrasa properly, then they are being trained to understand the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when they leave the madrasa, they become better leaders of the world, they become them. So try not to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the opportunity that was given to you to come to the madrasa to learn the deen. To try and understand, look at and analyze your situation, other way you'll find that so many students of your age that come from in your locality who are deprived of coming to the madrasa to learn deen. There's so many students, so many friends of your age you'll find, they don't know how to read the kalima, they don't know how to read the Quran, they don't know things of deen at all. They're affected with the environment around themselves, their minds being polluted with the environment around themselves. But yeah, Allah was so kind towards you, brought you to the madrasa to make you understand what your responsibility is, why Allah has created you, and what is the end result after that. So this must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being so kind towards you to send you in the madrasa, in such a madrasa, where you are being taught and being cared for in highest manner. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you topic to learn more better, for more better understanding, and to bring about a better environment among ourselves. This will find Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's teaching, you will find whatever he has taught to us, it all comes down, boils down to what? To create love and muhabbat with one another. The teachings of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on analysis, you will find it, the end result is what? To fulfill rights of one another. That's what we learn when come to the madrasa. And remember, our deen teaches us to fulfill rights of one another, which is a very, very great gift to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unlike other people, their main object is what? To demand their rights. When you demand rights from somebody, then definitely you'll find there'll be some type of turmoil taking place, some type of disturbance taking place. There'll be disputes and fights with one another. There'll be court cases, and the end result is enmity after that. But where you learn the concept of our Islam, that you could fulfill one another's rights, then the person who fulfills the rights, he's also happy. The person who receives the rights, he's also happy. And end results are always happiness. So try and value this small teachings of Islam and put it into practice, where the purpose of Islam is to have a comfortable and happy life. That will only achieve it when you're going to learn the principles of Islam, the laws of Islam, and put it into practice. Then you find this coming into existence. And that was topic to understand, practice our type of Islam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Aziz طلبہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے آپ کو علم دین حاصل کرنے کے لیے چنا ہے آپ اپنی صلاحیتوں کو بھرپور طریقے سے علم حاصل کرنے میں استعمال کریں جتنا زیادہ آپ محنت کریں گے اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی طرف سے اتنا ہی نوازا جائے گا والذین جاہدوا فینا لنہدینہم سبلنا اللہ کے راستے میں کی جانے والی محنت پر اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی طرف سے وعدہ ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ اس کی جو راہیں ہیں وہ دکھلائیں گے کھولیں گے حضرت حکیم الامت فرماتے ہیں کہ ہم آپ کا ہاتھ پکڑ کر کے وہاں لے جائیں گے تو حقیقت تو یہ ہے کہ اللہ کے راستے میں جتنی بھی کوشش اور محنت کی جاتی ہے وہ اللہ کے ہاں اس کے قرب اور رضا کا ذریعہ بنتی ہے اور آدمی کے لیے کامیابی کی راہیں آگے کھلتی ہیں اس میں کامیابی ہی کامیابی ہے ناکامی کا کوئی سوال نہیں جب کبھی کوئی طالب علم پڑھتا ہے اور گڑبڑ میں پڑھتا ہے تو دراصل وہاں اس کی طرف سے جو کوتاہیاں ہوئی ہوتی ہیں اس کی وجہ سے ایسا ہوتا ہے ورنہ اگر اس کے لیے جو محنت کی جانی چاہیے اور جیسی کی جانی چاہیے اس کے مطابق کوئی اگر کر رہا ہے تو کبھی بھی وہ ناکام نہیں ہو سکتا اس لیے آپ حضرات کو یہاں اللہ تعالیٰ نے موقع دیا ہے اس سے بھرپور فائدہ اٹھاتے ہوئے زیادہ سے زیادہ اس علم دین کو حاصل کرنے کے لیے اپنے آپ کو مشغول رکھیں اور دنیا کی جو ہے ایسی لغویات سے اپنے آپ کو زیادہ سے زیادہ دور رکھنے کا اہتمام کریں اللہ تبارک تعالیٰ آپ کو اس کی توفیق عطا فرمائے
حضرت was giving us nasihat that you students have come here to study and you should strive, work hard, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا those who strive in our path, we will definitely guide them. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi said that Allah will hold his hand and drag him along the road if he works hard. Allah will pull him through. Allah will help you. You just have to make some effort. So, as students, you have to work hard. And you are here for a special purpose, goal, and that is to study your deen. And you need to study more and work hard. So make sure you work hard, you learn, you absorb whatever you study, and then put into practice. And inshallah, if you strive and you work hard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with the ilm of deen and place the ilm in your heart. And then inshallah, you will grow up to be good persons for this and benefit the society. Hazrat towards the end said that try and stay away from all laghwiyat, all useless, unnecessary things. You understand what Hazrat is indicating towards. Keep working hard, don't waste your time, use your time wisely, and make sure you spend your time wisely and work really hard. This is Hazrat Nasihat for all of us. May Allah give us tawfiq to practice on the beautiful advice given by Hazrat.
یہ بیان پیش کیا جا رہا ہے مفتی احمد خان پوری ڈاٹ کام کی طرف سے.
سبحانک اللہم و بحمدک و تبارک اسمک و تعالی جدک و لا الہ غیرک. اللہم صلی و سلم و بارک علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد و علی آل سیدنا و مولانا محمد کما تحب و ترضا بعدد ما تحب و ترضا. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والعمل والفعل والنيه والهدى. اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. سلما لأوليائك وهربا لأعدائك. نحب بحبك من أحبك ونعادي بعداوتك من خالفك من خلقك. اللهم أغننا بالعلم وزيننا بالحلم وكرمنا بالتقوى وجملنا بالعافية. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اے اللہ ان بچوں کو زیادہ سے زیادہ اپنے اس حصول علم کی راہ میں محنت کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما اور ان سب کو علوم نافعہ، اعمال صالحہ، اخلاق فاضلہ سے آراستہ فرما. ان سے ان کے والدین، ان کے اساتذہ، ان کے مربیوں نے جو اچھی اچھی امیدیں اور توقعات قائم کی ہیں ان کو اس سے بڑھ کر کے بنا دے. اور اللہ اس مدرسے کو ہر نوع کی ترقیات سے مالا مال فرما. اس کی علمی، اخلاقی، انتظامی، تعلیمی، تربیتی، اصلاحی معیار کو بلند سے بلند تر فرما. اس کی تمام ضروریات کی اپنے خزانہ غیب سے کفالت فرما. اے اللہ اس کی خریداری میں جو زیر باری ہوئی ہے اپنے خزانہ غیب سے جلد از جلد ان کو سبک دوشی عطا فرما. اور ہر قسم کے شرور، فتن، آفات، بلیات، مکارے، حاسدوں کے حسد، دشمنوں کے دشمنہ اور شریعوں کی شرارت، بدخواہوں کی بدخواہی اور رشا دوانوں کی رشا دوانیوں سے اس ادارے کی پوری پوری حفاظت فرما. کام کرنے والوں کو اخلاص، استقامت، ہمت اور حوصلہ عطا فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ سیدنا و مولانا محمد و آلہ و اصحابہ اجمعین.
یہ بیان پیش کیا جا رہا ہے مفتی احمد خان پوری ڈاٹ کام کی طرف سے.